start our devotional, I always like to say, take God's word for it. This time from Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is a powerful verse, and what a wonderful one to start our devotional entitled, Get Spiritual Security. Spiritual security is found only in Jesus, and it is only through Jesus that we have strength to do anything through and for Him. And it's a very important concept for all of us to grasp, that we must depend on Christ, even during unpredictable days, during dangerous days. We live in such an unpredictable and, quite frankly, dangerous time in our country and around the world. People, every single day and in every single place on this planet, people at times feel like they're living a nightmare. There are unprecedented challenges, and frankly, headlines give people heartache and headaches. In this modern age, people deep down inside want to know, is there any 100% safety and spiritual security? Thank God I can say it from both biblical reference and personal experience. Yes, spiritual security can be found in Christ alone, even during dangerous days. So when finances are tough, when people forsake you, when the government is unpredictable, when you don't know what you're going to find out at the doctor's office, you can know something for sure, and that is security in Christ. So with hope and Christ's love motivating me, let me just give it to you straight and to the point. Only Jesus Christ provides a solid foundation in shaky times. Matthew 7:24 says, Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. We can run to Jesus and climb up on him and just cling to his neck, and he will hold us close to his heart. He alone can give us the security that we so crave and so need. Yes, God remains the ultimate rescuer. No situation in your life ever exists outside of his reach and ability to redeem. Trust in Jesus Christ. Trust him with your heart. Trust him with your life. Trust him with your family. Sometimes that's pretty hard, and already some folks are dreading when they get together with their families over the holidays. But you can run to your Heavenly Father. You can run to Jesus. You can trust in him, and he will never forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. No one else besides Jesus deserves our complete trust so infinitely much. Amen. Psalm 25:14-15 states it very distinctly. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Praise the Lord, we have a deliverer in Jesus Christ. We have the ultimate rescuer. So today, as we consider all the different things that we hear about and experience, let's remember to experience his presence. We must trust in his essence. He is good all the time, during the tough times and the so-called easy times, during times of plenty and times of want. No matter what, let's come to Jesus we know he is the most trustworthy ever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we trust in you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for being so true, so loving, so good all of the time. We ask now that you, Lord Jesus, would rule in our lives in every way. We present all the requests on our hearts and ask you to just take over. We ask for your best for each request on our hearts. We pray for those who miss loved ones. We pray for those who are hurting physically, emotionally, or both. We pray right now that you would just draw the listeners to yourself who need you. And perhaps some don't know you yet, so they need you, Lord. And I just want to pray with them now. Lord Jesus, I give you my life, give you my heart, give you my everything. Please rule and reign. I submit to your lordship. I thank you for saving me from sin and hell. I thank you for rescuing my soul from the enemy. And I just pray now, I repent, and I pray now that you would just fill my heart and use me to share you with others. Please heal every hurting spot in our hearts, Lord. We trust in you, even during dangerous times. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remind someone in your life that Jesus loves them no matter what. We must remember that John 3:16 is for everyone. Let's share Jesus this week, and let's bear our hearts before the Lord in prayer every day, not just Sunday. Thank you so much, my friends. I hope you have a really blessed, bright week. Remember, Jesus still loves you. And send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.